Good morning. Welcome to those of you here in person at the Sidman Methodist Church and to those viewing us online for the Dunlow, Sidman, and Beaverdale Charge. Let us have the lighting of our candles. Please stand if you are able and join in singing the opening hymn, The Old Rugged Cross, number 186.
Thank you.
to the back of the bulletin for your announcements. Sidman, today there's a TCBY meeting this evening from 5 to 7. For the charge, the Forest Hills Ministerium Lenten service at 6 o'clock will be this evening at Mount Hope. And next week on Palm Sunday, it will be at the St. Michael Methodist Church, and that will be a hymn sing. On the 24th, there's a men's Palm Sunday breakfast at the Elton Zion Church at 6 a.m. And Friday, the 29th, that'd be Good Friday, the crosswalk starts here at Sidman. The schedule for that is on the bulletin there on the back. Lunch and Good Friday service to follow in South Fork. And on Easter Sunday, there will be an oil anointing services as well. Somebody this morning asked me if they live as Lori if we're going to Honduras this summer. We are, so if there are items you would like to donate for the kids in the orphanage in Honduras, we're collecting the typical items, the towels, toothpaste, mouthwash, toothbrushes, underwear, bras, stuff like that. I just set it under the back table. And with that, Sydney, for her senior project, is doing a fundraiser in April at the YPCC in Evansburg. If that's something you're interested in attending, let me know, and I'll give you some information on that. Are there any other announcements this morning? If there are none, let us stand for the affirmation of faith, which will be a responsive reading from Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer.
From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe.
I long to dwell in the temple forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings.
For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name.
And precious the days of the king's life, his years for many generations.
May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him.
That I will ever sing in praise of your name and will fulfill my vows day after day.
Please be seated, and will the children come forward?
Yell out, whatever you can. Money's no object. What do you want?
A condo in Myrtle Beach.
Okay. Hold on. My pen doesn't work. Give me a pen that works. Here, go run that to the person that just said that. Go ahead, yell it out. Anything. Money's no object. What do you want? A jet. Here you go. Take it. Go. Yell it out. What do you want? Money's no object.
A house.
Go. Yell it out. What do you want? Money's no object.
Brand new truck.
Truck. Here. Run it. Go. Yell it out.
Mustang.
A what?
A Mustang.
Oh, a Mustang. Where's your car? There you go. Smart lady. Yell it out. What do you want?
Money's no.
Good health. Okay. Well, let's assume we all have good health. Something money can buy, because money can't always buy good health. Something money can buy, yell it out. What do you want?
A horse.
No horse. An expensive one, like one that wins the Kentucky Derby. Lots of money, right? What else? Nothing else? Money's no object. Okay, now what I want you to think of also, Pepsi guys, what do you want? Money's no object. You name it, it's yours. A compound bubble. Okay, compound bubble. There you go. What do you want? Money's no object. You guys are cheap. A what?
A Lambo.
A Lambo. Like a Lamborghini. Oh, there you go. There, he knows the game. There you go. All right. Now, everybody else out there, I want you to think about your finances at home. You had to add up everything you owe. House payment, car payment, health insurance every month, life insurance every month, you know, house, car, everything, all your bills, your electric, your gas, all that, right? People get bills, lots of bills. And we have to pay them. Look at what you have on your list of what you'd want. Boy, if your mind is no object, this is what I want. And those of you, everybody out there, I want you to imagine a dollar figure on your piece of paper of what it would take to get you out of debt and keep you out of debt the rest of your life. Imagine if every time you went to the store, you said, well, I need this. And you went to the checkout and they said, go ahead, take it, it's free. What do you mean it's free? Take that piece of paper you have now and tear it. Everybody has a paper, tear it. If you don't have a paper, tear up that imaginary bill in your head. And all the future imaginary bills, gas company sends you a bill for $200 for your gas in a month, and it comes torn in half and it says paid for the rest of your life. Holy cow. You tourists? Holy cow. And then you say, wait a minute, what's going on? This is a trick. I don't believe it. Yeah, some guy came and paid your bill for the rest of your life. Everything you bought, everything you're going to buy, no bill. What would you do if you met that guy? What if that guy walked in that back door right now? What would you say? Would you say it once? Twice? Would you say it the rest of your life? Because every time that bill came for that, you know, when you get older, you want to buy a new car. Turn 16, you want a car, you want the Lambo.
Yeah.
The gas for the Lambo, the repairs for the Lambo. Every time that bill came, it was torn in half and said paid in full. You wouldn't thank him once, you wouldn't thank him twice, you wouldn't thank him three times. You would thank him every single day you woke up, wouldn't you? Because he paid your bill. From the past, from now, and to the day we die. And when we die, he comes and says, hey, guess what? You're coming home with me. In the greatest place you could never even imagine. Because I love you that much. And we all would have to say, well, hey, big buddy, how did you pay for all this? Like, even the richest man in the world can't afford all this. And then he says to you, I died for you. And I paid all your bills for the rest of your life. I went to a cross because I loved you that much. And I do it again, and I do it again, and I do it again. Because I love you that much. We might say, well, what can I do for you? And you know what I think it'd say? It'd say, I died for you. Why don't you live for me? Live your life for me, because I died for you. That's Easter. That's the church. That's why we're here. He paid our bill forever. He died for us. We need to live. It's not easy, but do you think that was easy? Oh my goodness, no. And I thought about doing this morning when I woke up, and you know what was on my clock? 3:16. 3:16 a.m., not lying, I swear. You know what 3:16 is? It's a verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world, am I right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm hoping, because at 3:16 I was a little delirious. For God so loved the world, and he sent his only son. His only son. Would your mom and dad give you up and say, yeah, take my kids, send them there to save everybody? No, I wouldn't do it. He did. That's why we're here for. So if you want to know what Jesus is all about, it's about that bill. The past, the present, and the future. He died for us. We need to live for him. Let's say a little prayer. Dear Lord, you did something that none of us humans could ever even begin to imagine doing. You've paid our bill because you loved us that much. Every time we wake up in the morning, the first thing that needs to be on our heads and our hearts is thank you, Lord, for paying that bill, and how can I help you today? How can I make others see that you are the reason for living? You're the reason for the season, you're the reason for our life. Amen. Here you go, guys.
God, we're asking you to participate again, the congregation to participate again. I'm looking for three items that you're grateful to God for.
Family.
There we go. One.
Good health.
Good health? Ah, yeah. When you lose your health, it's one of the worst things that can happen to you, losing your health. One more thing.
Jesus.
Who?
Jesus.
Jesus. There we go. Okay. We've shown at least three items that we're thankful to God, we're grateful to God for. I'm grateful for having finally heard God's calling and answering it. Let us pray. This is a peace prayer by St. Francis Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. We offer prayer for those who don't believe in you, dear Lord. We pray for those who protect us from harm, especially our first lieutenant, Carl Smith. We pray for our youth, our church, community, and country. We pray for the good health and well-being for ourselves and for our family and for our neighbors. And we ask for forgiveness for our waywardness. We offer prayers for Brandon Trescott, a 17-year-old junior in the Forest Hill School District, who tragically took his life earlier this past week. We pray for his family, his friends, his classmates, the Forest Hill School District, including the administrative and teaching staffs, and the community. We pray that something concrete comes from this tragedy that will address the situation that led to this tragic end. Now, dear Lord, if there was a name that came to the people while we were praying, let them share those names with you now. Our dear Lord, let us bring our prayer time to a close by praying together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and give us our
trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
From evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
All right, time for a favorite hymn. Would somebody like to shout out a favorite hymn? I think she started it first, so. 479? 479.
Oh, what?
Please stand if you are able and join in singing number 479, Onward Christian Soldiers. Except for the ushers, please. The ushers, please come forward.
And the little buckets are in the collection plate for a donation for the oil fund.
Thank you.
that. Our Heavenly Father, we're here on the third Sunday in the month of March. We thank you for this opportunity to come together. The community is grieving because of the loss of one of our youth. We pray that we all come together and we can tackle this problem that exists. We thank you for all the tithes, gifts, and offerings that have been presented by the members of this congregation. And they will be used to help with the running of this church and with spreading your word throughout the area. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, Master, Teacher, and Friend. And we all said, Amen. Thank you, boys. Please be seated. The lectionary reading for the day comes from the book of John, chapter 12, 20, verse 20 through 33. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thunder. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, the voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So I call this determining your future. A grain of wheat must die in order to produce what it's supposed to produce. It's the same way with human beings. We must die to ourselves so we can produce what God wanted us to produce, what we were created for. Life comes from death. For life to be produced, the seed must die. The seed of wheat must die to produce fruit. It's the same way with Jesus Christ. In our reading, the arrival of the Greeks signals that Jesus' hour has come. Jesus' rejection of violence is what makes his way different from the way of the world. One of the ways of the world that is widely held, but it's a false belief, is how to deal with violence. The belief is that the way to deal with enemies is to eliminate them. This myth can be seen all throughout our society, in video games, in movies, in the death penalty, and with responses to terrorism. By exposing the world for what it is, we have been set free from its ways of tempting us into its traps. We have been set free from having to die to life shaped by the world. So we now can live fully and freely in the way of Jesus Christ. Throughout Jesus' journey to the cross, he refuses to respond to the world's own violent acts. My kingdom is not from this world. If it were, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. This was Jesus' response to Pilate's question. Martin Luther King, we just celebrated his day back in January. Martin Luther King Jr. His nonviolent campaign illustrates Jesus' work. Were any of you aware of this while Martin Luther King was alive and going through all his demonstrations? I wasn't. But it was the work of Jesus. And he too was taken from us, like Jesus was, through violence. Once exposed, the spirit of racism began to lose some of its power, and it's held over many people. We still deal with that now, not as much as we did in the 60s, but we still deal with that. You find in the Gospel of John an opportunity for a new meaning of the cross and a new way of life in the middle of a violent world. We do live in a violent world. Look what's going on, not around us. Well, it is going on around us. People are being killed right and left by people coming into the country illegally. I wish somebody would compare that to how many people are being killed in the United States by United States residents. Where is that? We only hear about those being killed by the illegal immigrants. The newcomers that they say we should call them now. The cross shows you both sides. Those who support Satan and those who are in the children of light. Jesus Christ being lifted up makes him visible to all. It was outside of the Roman gates. They held it out there on purpose for people to see. If you commit such and such an act, this is what will happen to you. And they were crucified. Very violent and a way to kill the people. They had no catch and release plans or anything like that. If you were found guilty, you were gone. Well, if you were caught, I'm not even sure these people had a trial who were crucified. Jesus is the light that's shining into the darkness, exposing all. You must choose to reflect the light of the Master by becoming disciples of his, or refuse to believe in him and become a victim of the darkness. Christ provides you with an example in times of trouble. He prayed to be spared, but will follow God's will. Not my will, but your will, God. He can direct people to the cross and say, we can direct people to the cross and say, here's your answer. You need not look any further. And it's as simple as that for non-believers. Here is your answer. You don't need to look any further. You found what you've been looking for all these years. The love that put Jesus on the cross and the power that resurrected him is all that we need. Remember, Jesus didn't say a word. He didn't speak. He was like the lamb being led to a slaughter, to the slaughter. He was. But he was being led for us. For us. For you. For each one of you. God will use you. That's the honor God will give you. He will call upon you for your help. He knows what your gifts are because he gave them to you. He knows what they are. And he knows that you can help in this situation. Look at one grain of wheat and what it produces. And look at all of its uses. One grain produces many grains. Think of all the things that wheat is used for, which I have to stay away from. And there's wheat is in a lot of things, many things. You are a grain of wheat. Just think of all that you can produce. Just think of all the uses you may have. Besides producing children, you can produce other things besides that. Attach yourself to Jesus. Wherever he goes, you too will go. God will reward you for your loyal service. You must plant the grain of wheat that you are responsible for. You must start producing the fruit God has intended you to produce. Losing your life, like Jesus says, means giving up everything. Everything that is dear to you. Everything that has meaning to you. Everything you hold close to your heart. If these things are really dear to you and meaningful to you, and everything that you hold close to your heart, you'll get them back when you follow Jesus. You won't lose them. You'll get them back tenfold, 100-fold. But you have to make that decision. You have to take that step. You'll still suffer. You'll still have trials, tests, and tribulations. And life won't be made any easier. What you will gain is beyond your imagination. Don't even think about it, because you can't think like that. You can't fully understand what is in store for you. And that's probably why that holds back many people, because they don't know what's in store for them. You have to take that leap of faith, a step, a leap of faith. You can't fully know. If you could, then faith would have no meaning. If you knew what was going to be happening to you later today or tomorrow or next week, next month, into the future, what good is faith? Faith is believing in the unseen. And that's what we're all faced with, all of us, everybody. It holds us back taking many steps because we can't see what lays in the future. We're like, there's an animal in Australia, an impala, I forget the name of the animal, that is in a fenced in area. It can't jump over the fence. It can't jump out. I mean, it has the ability to, but it can't see what it's jumping out of or into. We're that way too. We have fences around us, and we just can't see what's outside that fence. And we have the ability to jump over the fence. That's where our faith comes in. Faith is believing in the unseen. The choice is yours. What you decide will determine your future and your final destination. I urge you to have faith and to continue to move forward in your walk with God, because you will be determining your future. Where are you going to spend eternity? I know where you want to spend eternity, where you think you're going to spend eternity. But does God believe in it? Does he think you're worthy to go into heaven? These are questions you need to think about. And think about them during this work. Lent is almost over. Today's the last Sunday in Lent. Next Sunday, Palm Sunday. Then the Sunday after that's Easter Sunday. Again, Good Friday's in between. And then we're out of this season where you're supposed to be looking deeply into yourself and try to correct what needs to be corrected from within yourself. Nobody can tell you what needs to be corrected. God knows, and God may be trying to lead you that way if you're listening to him. Keep your eyes and ears open for the signals that's being sent to you, around you. Signals from outside, signals from inside. What needs to be changed in your life? Because this is the time of the year. This is the best time of the year to do it. The best time of the year to share the word of God is at each Christmas time. Lent, Vadman. Now is the best time of the year to serve God by figuring, by correcting what's inside you that needs to be changed. We're all not perfect. None of us are perfect. Anybody perfect? Raise your hand. We have no perfect people here. None of us are. So we need to change things. But what do we need to change? Different for everybody. God will tell you, as long as you're listening to him. So let's pray. God Almighty, may the words spoken here today find a place in the hearts and minds of those that heard them, providing them with a deeper meaning of the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know that your words carry a deep meaning to them. It's hope that we have gained some deeper meaning to them, leaving us a little more reason to read your words found in the Bible. Amen. Let us now stand and sing our final hymn, Rock of Ages. Words are on the screen or it's on page 204 in your hymnal. To produce what is intended to produce, it must die. We are all a grain of wheat and must die to our ways and follow the ways of God in order to produce what he created us to produce. Let not your heart be troubled, and may you be given the desires of your heart, and may all your plans succeed. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, go and earn your day. Let us now sing the final verse of Rock of Ages.